Oh my goodness, man. Look at that. Look at that. Thanks, Joe. I done got talking. I got talking and now I done said a whole lot. I ain't said nothing. Ain't that about blip? I guess I muted myself because the last couple of days I've just been acting crazy. I know everybody should be able to hear now. Okay. Thanks. All right. Okay, that was me. Okay. Now I go back into my spiel. I want to say hello to Indiana. Book Wilds, Guest, and Refining Design. Big Chris, I see you out there on the switchboard. Hey, thank y'all for joining me today. Check this out. And I want this to be clear. Okay. Everybody is welcome to come and give their own opinion and voice their views on this show. That's what I style my show on. Okay. Everybody has a chance to get their point of view out. Even in the chat room, you know, even in the chat room. But let me break this down real quick to you, though. No one. Let me do this. If you have beef with somebody else from another show, don't bring that drama up in here. I'm just going to put it out there streetwise, okay? Don't bring the drama up in here because we don't do drama here on Let's Talk. Never have and never will. We don't. We don't like drama. We don't create drama. Okay, we like to have intelligent discussions / conversations and all that good stuff. Now, what somebody else said on another show and you got beef with somebody else on another show, that's fine. That's great. You keep it on that show. You just keep it on that show. However, as for less talk, don't bring it up in here. And I do reserve the right to kick anybody out I see is not upholding my rules. So don't tell me later on that that was messed up, that I kicked you out. And apparently it was a reason why I kicked you out. Very rarely do I kick anybody out. But if I kicked you out, there was a damn good reason. All right? And I just want to make that clear. This is my show, so I can kick out who I want to. But don't bring drama up in here. Don't do that. As you can see, I have no problem. I have no problem with dealing with you. All right? I'm just going to put it out there, and we're going to go with that. We're going to go with that. You know, I like everybody. I deal with everybody. You know, I can only judge someone from what is said on my show. You know what I mean? That's just that simple. I don't deal with what somebody else said, and what they said on other shows or when they had their own shows or what have you. That is nothing to me. Nothing. I don't care. As long as when they call this show here, they act like adults and accordingly, then it's fine. Everybody has their own beliefs, period. You know what I mean? Everybody has their own beliefs and their own opinions. I have no problem with that. Okay. I just wanted to get that out there. Buck Styles, I'm not talking about anybody in particular. It's just some things that were said. That was sent to me the other day when I was on a couple of other shows. And I just had to get that out because it's been eating at me. You know what I mean? So I just want to get that and let that be known. You know, I don't do all that good stuff. I don't do the drama. I'm too old for damn drama. Now, if I bring the drama, then everybody need to hide. Because, you know what, I'm going to stop taking my medicine, and I'm coming in looking for some folk. All right? No, Goofy, my boy, I never have a problem with Goofy. Not at all. Y'all leave Goofy alone. Goofy's the man. But what I'm saying is we don't do drama on this show, okay? We don't do it on this show. So if you got a problem with another host or somebody else, you stay on their show with that. Don't bring it to Let's Talk. All right. Now, I'm not talking no N2K. I have nothing else to do with that. But anyway, check this out, man. Welcome to the show. Once again, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm the host, Mr. Talk, and we got another show. We got a great show planned for you. Are we giving in to our children's wants? And notice I did say wants, not needs, not necessities. I said wants. And we're gonna get into that a little bit today as well. And I know where it's going to lead. I know somebody going to bring up discipline, and we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. That's always a hot subject. So, you know, we make sure we have enough time to get that on. But other than that, we're going to have a great show. We're going to have a real great show. The house rules are, I just said them, basically. Act as an adult when you call here, okay? Act as an adult. Do not come here with all that unnecessary stuff. Because I will deal with you, okay? Okay, anyway, so speaking of children and their wants, hey, often we as parents use an excuse, I want my kids to have what I did not as a child. You know, but is this thought process making our children soft and lazy? Is it hampering what we consider our parenting skills, you know, because we're giving them, they come to you and say, I want a new iPhone. The child is 10 years old. What the child needs with an iPhone, but you go out there and get it for them anyway. Why? Why are you doing that? So those type of the things we're going to talk about. And, of course, like I said before, I know the conversation probably will migrate into discipline and does the lack of discipline play a role in how your child perceives the world and so forth and so on. But we're going to be talking about all that. You know, we're going to be talking about all that. And we're going to talk about the different, are there different levels of spoiling your kid? You know, should kids be held responsible? Should you be paying them for doing things that, you know, they need to learn how to do regardless of whether they getting paid because they living in your house? Those are just some of the things we're going to cover. So I hope everybody is ready. So, you know, go on and get your cup of joe, your shot of wine, or your fighting cock whiskey, or whatever you're going to do, and sit back and relax for an outstanding show. So let's get ready for a great show. Now it's time for the quote and the song of the day. And y'all know I'm getting started because last couple of days, sound and issues and BTR issues, but we back now. Told y'all, one way or another, I was going to get something working here. That's a good thing, though. All right, so let's get to the quote of the day. And the quote of the day is, you can learn great things from your mistakes when you're not busy denying them. That is the quote of the day. And, man, is that so true. Oh, that is so true. You know, I had to realize I was buying into that one, my dang on sale. But, you can learn great things from your mistakes when you're not buying into them. And you know what? I'm going to take it a little bit further. You know, and that's part of the problem with our community right now. You know, instead of learning from mistakes that has happened in the past or things of that nature, we continue to buy into them. We continue to make them a part of our everyday life, and we continue to use those as crutches. Why? Why are we denying them? Why? You know, okay. Stop denying and say, okay, that's it, and be through with it. You know what I mean? Now, somebody sent me a thing on my Facebook page because yesterday I said, get over the slavery. Get over using slavery as a crutch. Get over talking about the man is doing this and the man is doing that. That's right. And you know what? I'm going on the air again, and I'm going to say it again. Get the hell over it. That's right. Get over it. 24/7. That's all we want to hear. Well, you know, slavery did this and did it. The majority of us living now have no idea what the hell slavery was, know anything but what we've been told about slavery. None of us participated in slavery. So why every time we turn around, something go wrong, that's the first thing come out of our mouths? Slavery. You're a slave to the mentality of you want to use that as a crutch. That's where the slaver at in your mind. That's right. Mentally, you are a slave until you realize that happened. It was a mistake. You're no longer in that type of slavery. So let's move on. But as long as you let your mind. Now, let me change that. As long as you in your mind are relying on that and thinking everybody owes you something, then yes, you are still a slave in a totally different way. And maybe even a worse way. Maybe even in a worse way. It's one thing to be a slave physically, but to be a slave mentally, that's a bad thing, people. That's a very bad thing. But yet we still have some of us out there, and it's not a small number either. It's not a small number. So let's get over that mess, man. Let's get over it. All right? Please. Thank you for your attention today. All right. Anyway, once again, the quote of the day was, you can learn great things from your mistakes when you are not busy denying them. Okay. Now, sound, time for the song of the day. And this song here, man, this is a deep song. And some of you going to get it, and some of you not going to get it. But you know what? Keep working with it, man, I'm telling you. This song is deep. It's really deep. And I'm going to let y'all listen to it because I liked it. That's why I picked it. But anyway, Without further ado, man, I'm going to shut up for a hot minute and let y'all listen to the song of the day.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain,
break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
There's an army rising. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. To break every chain, break every chain.
Wow, man, that is a powerful song right there. That is a powerful song. Do you hear me? Man, I'm telling you. Ooh, boy, Break Every Chain by Miss Tasha Cobb. Hey, man, you talking about something powerful? My God. Ooh, my goodness. That was the song of the day, man. I'm telling you. And it got me feeling good right about now because I was, ooh, man, I can feel them breaking right about now. I mean, wow, that is a very, very strong song. I'm telling you, I don't care who you are, listen to that song, it automatically makes you feel something, because you know, you done been, if you've been through something, you know. You understand what I'm saying? If you know, you feel like I've been, you know, if you feel like you've been shackled and held down, you know, oh man, when you break out them chains, my God, you talking about something good? Okay, I'm calming down. That song just put some feelings in you, man. I'm telling you. All right. Anyway, welcome to the show, y'all. This is I Am Mr. Talk, and we ready to get talking about some things. And you know what? Before I'm hyped now. Talk has me hyped, man. I can't tell a lie. It has me hyped. And we gonna go on, because I started preaching instead of, you know what I mean? But check this out. Here it is. It's like this, man. If you want to join the conversation today, give me a call, 347-838-8622. And if you are shy, you can always join us in the chat room. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62 and join the conversation there. You know, conversation there is usually stimulating and it's fun. And, you know, they talk about some things. Sometimes it's what we talk about. Sometimes it's something different. But they're always talking about something. All right. Or you can just shoot me an email at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Either way, it's all good. All right, so let's get on the show. But before we do, we got somebody with their hand up already. They always wait till after the song of the day, but that's good too. So let me bring in Joe from Montana. What's up, Joe? What's happening?
Hey, Eric, if you haven't finished, I'll just wait until you finish.
Oh, I'm finished.
No, you're finished?
I'm finished. Okay. Yeah,
did you go over to
finished.
The
what's
Jackson
going on?
Show? Because I was waiting for you over there, and then when you didn't show up.
No, man, it was some. Look, I wasn't the only one having some issues yesterday, so. I wasn't the only one having some issues, so
no, okay.
I never made it. Now, when I tried, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't nowhere there. I was like, okay. So, you know, I didn't, you know, I went on and did other things.
Oh, okay. Ebony was good enough to show up for a few minutes. I went to a show.
Uh-huh.
And it's 12 midnight when she finishes, you know, her show over for her.
Oh, okay.
So then she went over to, I guess, to pay back a debt to Jackson. She was there for a few minutes, and then I left after she showed up because you weren't there. All right. But everything's okay now, technically?
Yeah. I think it was, you know what, though? I'll be honest with you. I think it was more atmospheric than anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that was what's going on. So, but everything is cool now, apparently. So
okay, good. So getting back to your topic of the day, I believe parents can.
Joe, before we get there, I want to talk about somebody else real fast. migraine in the chat room starting already. I want to talk about the Wiener Man. The Wiener Man, Mr. Anthony Weiner, the mayoral candidate in New York City. You know, he says he's not going to drop out the mayor race, even though he has admitted to continuing sexting with young ladies on his phone, I guess. So, do you think the people should go ahead and give him a chance and see what he can do in office, or should just go ahead and go ahead and just drop out? And be through with it, you know, because the Clintons are really upset with him, and his wife says she's standing by him.
Political wives,
you know,
always.
Is it a political thing, or is she truly standing by him?
No, she's staying by him simply because he's still, until he's really left for dead, he's still a political figure. So women marry not so much for love as it is for what they can get. Not to say that they don't marry for love, but they incorporate into their love their impression of the man that they're marrying. So if this guy was a winner, she's going to fall in love with him. But if Wiener becomes a loser, then she's going to fall out of love with him. She'll divorce.
Let's be real about this, Joe. Really? I mean, she really doesn't need him. She does. Hillary Clinton's right-hand lady when Clinton was secretary, so... I mean, does she really need Wiener? No.
And then she might divorce him in a in a relatively short time.
I mean, you don't think it could be legitimate that she's standing by him?
Yeah, I doubt it. I mean, why would you want? Would you stand by a wife who has a sex addiction and makes it public?
Well, I mean, it's not the first time.
Well, I know, but would you do it? If you try to get your wife help and she says, no, I like what I'm doing.
Well, I don't think it was, if it's like that, then no.
Well, he's been doing it. I mean, nobody's put a gun to his head. He's been doing it ever since he dropped out, since he gave up his seat. So, I mean, the guy has, here's another thing. I don't know if the people that he's been sending his crotch to, are they willing victims? In other words, are they people?
Well, that's the other thing, and the question is, are they sending things back to him?
Well, then if they are, then he's not the one with the problem. It's the media.
Well, why not? If he's initiating it,
but if they're responding, then that they can't say they're upset. They can't say they're victims.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. I mean, I see your point. But, I believe he should go ahead and drop his behind on out of the race. Because apparently he went from first place. I think he's like in fourth now.
Yeah, but he shouldn't even have been in first place. According to the perceptions that people have of him, he was annoying these women by sending out his crotch. So if these women are true victims, I don't understand why anybody would want this guy to be in the race to begin with. If he's cheating on his wife this way, then he's definitely going to be cheating on the taxpayers.
Could this speak for a larger problem with our political system? I mean, if people are still willing to vote for him and try and put him back in office, then the bigger picture is there's a big problem with our political system. Don't you agree?
I wouldn't say the political system. I would say with the people who are saying, oh, yeah, I'd vote for him. Because people are stupid. Americans are idiots. They keep voting in the same assholes all the time. So, I mean, it's not as though the assholes are forcing these people to vote for them.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to touch on that for a hot minute. That's all. You know. Nothing major. I just kept seeing it pop up, so I thought I'd talk about it. Anyway, and let's see. What else out there going on? You know, it's Wednesday, y'all. It's Wednesday, and it's the middle of the week. Hope everybody made through the first half okay. Yeah, I know. I just got a text that he's there as a distraction. Okay. I guess that's a good idea. That's a point, too. All right. So let's talk about these children. Are we giving our children warrants? You know, and you know, I guess the major excuse is that I want my child to have what I didn't when I was growing up. But the question is, are some parents going about that the wrong way? You know, do parents use this technique to make up for their own shortcomings? You know, and how do we decide what is too much? You know, those are two questions I'm putting out there right now. And let me bring Goofy in so we can get his great. Goofy, what's going on?
Am I unmuted?
Okay.
Hey, Goof.
Yeah, you unmuted.
Okay. No, I didn't hear the guy say unmuted.
Oh,
yeah, you're on.
Well, maybe he took a moment off, but you on. We can hear you.
No, I'm here, gentlemen. How are you doing? Happy hump day. Hope you guys got a day.
How you doing?
Doing great.
Doing.
Can I throw something on Anthony the Wiener saga?
Sure, you can. Go ahead.
Okay. Just real quick. I mean, the guy got caught once, and you're still doing the same act, and you really want this guy to be the mayor of New York City? That's all I got to say. Obviously, he's not good at what he's doing, so he needs to do a new trade. Now, I'll tell you right now, he was smart. He would, you know, be posing and, you know, getting paid to do it instead of doing it for free on Twitter. But, hey, you know, not everyone's smart in this world, but.
All right.
But no, interesting topic today, Mr. Talk. Whenever you get done, I wanna go to town on it.
All right, no problem. We can do that. Let me bring Vernon in. Vernon has his hand up as well.
Vernon,
what's up, cuz?
What's up,
cuz?
Hey, how's everybody?
We're doing good. I'm doing good anyway. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm driving, so I don't know if I got a bunch of noise in or whatnot. But
you're good.
You're good. You're good.
I'm trying to get out of your country right now.
All righty then. Well, yeah. I wish you luck.
yeah,
that's
a long
drive.
I didn't come through Waco, headed back. So hey.
Okay. You only got about 5 hours left. You good?
Oh, I got farther than that, Eric.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just saying, just to get out of Texas. I don't know about where else you're going.
Yeah, you're about right on getting out of Texas part. But I want to come in on the question you asked about. Do you think, you know, people are going too far with wanting the kids to have things they didn't have. Yes, a lot of them got kind of, we done got our heads twisted on that thing, man. I mean, you know, a lot of times the kids don't even, you know, we give it to them and they really don't even appreciate it.
Mm.
And that's true. It's like the more you give, the more they feel like you owe them,
mm-hmm.
or the more you're supposed to do.
Yeah. So
but, you know,
go ahead, Google.
Go ahead, Eric.
Go ahead.
The thing is that parents aren't being parents; they're being friends. You know what I mean? And I can tell you that from sleeping with all these women that I sleep with, there's only maybe two or three of them that are, you know, real parents. You know, throw morals and values in there, but no, the rest of them, they're all trying to be their friend. Like, I'll be your best friend, you know? You're supposed to be
mm-hmm.
the parent. You're supposed to be in charge. You're supposed to discipline this kid. And I'm not saying beat the living crap out of him, but tell him whatever he did wrong, that's wrong. And don't do it again. But no, then you know what? If you're good with mommy, I'll buy you a Lego or a video game and... you know, in the kid's mind, it's like I play tug of war and I get whatever I want. You know what I mean? But in the parent's mind, they think they're doing it as of good faith, hoping it'll, you know, brainwash them to be good all the time. You know what I mean?
But let me.
It's more or less what Eric said. That thing of, you know, I want my kids, you know, have things I didn't have. It's not a thing of brainwashing them, you know. A lot of people just feel like they want their kids to have everything that they didn't have, whether they go broke doing it or not. You know, a lot of people don't even have the money to get the kids a lot of things that they get them, you know. But they'll go out the way
mm-hmm.
just to do it for them. And I don't know if it teach a kid some good things or if it's spoiling the hell out of them. What do you think, Eric?
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
I agree with both Vernon and Goof. Goof is talking about making sure that you provide discipline for the kids, and Vernon is talking about even if you provide all that the kid wants, if the kid doesn't appreciate it, then you're spoiling the kid. In the chat room before I came on the phone, I already summed up my particular viewpoint. Spoil the kid, but make sure the kid realizes that he can only be spoiled by the parents. The world owes him shit, and he's got to have a balance. I think you should spoil the kid, but also provide discipline so that the kid isn't spoiled inside the house as well. Make sure the kid appreciates the gifts. Make sure the kid appreciates hard work. Bring up the kid responsibly. Show the kid love. Show the kid discipline. Teach him right and wrong. And I think as long as the kid isn't a devil spawn, then you're going to bring up a responsible kid, no matter how you spoil him.
Okay. Well, let me ask this question here, because Goofy said something, and I want to get some clarity on it. Goofy, you said good parent. So what makes a good parent? What is good parenting? Is there a set guideline that says, okay, if you do this, this, and this, this makes you a good parent?
Well, basically, good parenting is a good teacher. You know, you want to, whatever you show them, you want later on for them to show their kids. You want those values that you grew up with to keep carrying on. And I'm going to tell you, this is the reason why we're in our situation now, because babies were having babies. And babies can't take care of babies because they can't even take care of themselves. And it's sad that I have to say this shit, but I fucking see it every day. I fuck some of these broads, and, you know, I see them, you know, they can barely take care of their kids. You know, I am feeling sorry for them, but, you know, I'm not going to go all out and buy them everything to make sure they're okay. I can't save everybody. But it's the thing is that as a good parent, you have to teach your kid responsibilities, morals, value. You know, if you just expect to buy him a toy and expect that he's going to be good for the rest of his life, then you're going to go broke. Well, plain and simple.
Wow. Wow.
I
can't even argue with that.
No, Vernon's right too.
Yeah, you can't argue with that. He's right. But I was just saying, you know, you can't try to make a kid smile all the time by, you know, showering them with this and that, because it'll bite you in the face. It'll bite you in the butt, man.
In the chat room, Love Refining Design says love plus discipline equals respect. And
right.
I have another question I want to put out there, then Joe, I'll let you go ahead and say what you got to say. But what constitutes spoiling a child? What is actually spoiling a child? You know, once again, are there set things that say if you do this, this, then that, you are actually spoiling your child? Or is it just different subtle things that eventually lead to bigger things?
Well, like I was saying, if you give the kids what they want and incorporate what Vernon was saying, if they don't appreciate it, stop giving them what they want. You have to do what Goofy's talking about, too. Give them discipline, teach them morals, teach them values. Kids are malleable human beings. You can mold these children. I blame the parents when kids grow up to be assholes. Because kids have these kids. I mean, parents have these kids from second one, as soon as they get out of the womb or until they get out of the hospital. It's their responsibility to mold their children. Plain and simple. Teach them responsibility, and you do that either through the carrot or the stick or both. And like I said, if you have a devil spawn, then you've got somebody you can't control. But most of us have kids we can mold. When these children grow up to be spoiled, in other words, give the kid what they want as long as they appreciate it and they realize that other kids, other parents, the rest of the world is not going to give them shit unless they earn it. And that is a value that's taught to them by the parents. Plain and simple.
You know, Joe, you can take a grown person. It don't even have to be a kid. You can take a grown person, give them what they want all the time, and that'll ruin them.
Absolutely. But if you, let's say, for example, yeah, go ahead, Vern.
I think that was goofy.
No, I just said it does. And to add on that, Joe, a lot of people are forgetting that kids are depending on the parents, as you know, to feed their brain of what to do. But a lot of parents, they don't look at that. They just, you know, I'm going to take, for instance, one of my chicks. She has three kids. You know, they're at age where they can do chores around the house, but they don't do them. So, you know, I would stay over maybe once in a while. But when I do, I would always see, you know, her kitchen, dirty, cups everywhere, You know, the floor needs to be vacuumed. So, you know, I got fed up, and I actually, you know, trying to teach these kids that doing chores is fun. You know what I mean? And I actually did start, you know, I started teaching them, you know, doing, you know, give each one of them, you know, a little area that they could do that they could clean up. And then after they're done, I would take them out to go eat some ice cream or something, you know, 31 flavors and stuff. And I'm telling you, if parents would do things like this, that wipes the kid out throughout the whole day. After he's done cleaning up and, you know, getting excited and getting what he needs, the whole day they're knocked out. They're tired. You know what I mean? But no, if you know, we went just a normal day where, you know, I had to wait for her to clean the whole house and then, you know, we went out and did our things, the kids are still going to be wild and crazy, you know. They don't have nothing to look forward to. You know what I mean?
I agree with you, and I'm also... But simple yes means I agree with you. And I also want to address Vernon's point. Like if you take an adult, let's say, for example, all of us have had relationships. We all want to, since we're men, we want to please our chicks, and we want to give them things to show them how we like them. If they have been taught that they can get all they want from a man, and vice versa, you know, let's say you got some stud, you know, for some reason, he's, you know, he's getting it from the chicks. But if we're giving to our girls what they want and they don't appreciate it, you fucking stop. You have to teach these chicks. You're not going to get everything you want simply because you're here. Same thing with kids. You've got to teach the kids and you got to teach the adults. A lot of people say, well, people know right from wrong. I have to disagree. There are people who will grow up to be in their 30s, and because they've been treated like lightweights, like been able to get away with shit all their lives, they don't know right from wrong. And they think they're still allowed, as a sense of entitlement. I'm not even talking about chicks now. I'm talking about guys, too, who have been reared by parents who don't know how to be parents, that they don't know simple, appropriate actions. And if they're not stopped in some way, they're going to continue doing what they've been doing. So that's a matter of adult spoiling versus kids being spoiled. You got to teach your kids when they're kids, like Goofy was talking about. Who wants to enter a fucking house when everything's dirty? And the benefit to it is if the kids are tired at the end of the day, they're not going to be a drag on mom and dad because their energy has already been expended. So, I mean, you know, people got to learn.
And I sit all night without hearing them wake up. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, TMI. But let me ask this question. Should parents pay kids to do chores around the house? Should that be an option
I think so.
That should be mandatory. Fucking parents teach the kids to do the chores.
You said should parents do what?
Should pay the kids to do chores around the house.
You said pay them.
Pay them? You know, well, I guess pay them. Well, yeah, pay them or give them call that allowance.
No.
Now, wait. Okay, hold on a minute. Okay, kids have cell phones. They got internet access in the house. They got snacks all day.
Cable.
You getting them satellites. You getting them clothes. Every time they need them, when they don't need them, you're sending them different places to enjoy themselves, taking them different places to enjoy themselves, and somebody want to know if you need to pay them to do chores around the house? Hell no. Hell no.
I want to disagree on that. I think that teaches kids responsibility. And it teaches them that, you know, later on in life, they're going to be working, and regardless of what they're working for, that they're going to get paid in the end.
I'm going to disagree with you on this, Goof. I agree with you that the kids should learn that in the future they're going to be paid for doing some sort of activity. So let them have a lemonade stand, or maybe if you want to, let them have an imaginary business. But when it comes to chores, they have to learn, mommy says, daddy says, do this, do it.
Okay, in the chat room, Chef Rob said, yes, Eric, you should reward the kids something. This would teach them some kind of value and respect for money. Now, with that being said, as far as value and respect for money, if that's the case, then shouldn't you, teach them about saving then? You know, just set a specific goal, say, okay, you know, if this is your job, this is what you do, I'm going to pay you this. Now, if you don't do this, you must understand that you're not going to get paid or rewarded, as we want to say right now. So, you know, is that a real...
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say here's
no,
why.
No, you don't think so?
No, here's why. Number one, the kids, if you're going to teach the kids, well, this is something that you do to get paid for, the kid might have, because he's spoiled in some other way, or maybe he's got his own little job. He says, I don't want to do this shit because I don't want the money. Now he's being disobedient to his parents. Uh-uh. The kid's got to learn there are some things you got to do as a sense of responsibility. You're not going to get paid for. You're already living under my house. You're already getting spoiled by me because I'm giving you stuff because I love you. But you also have to know I'm the boss. Again, if you want to teach some responsibility, let's say, well, if you do this chore and it's similar to what a business could do, and I'll give you a quarter, if you're going to teach them fiscal responsibility, that's one thing. But if you're going to say, I'm going to pay you in order for you to do what I tell you to do, wrong message.
Right.
In my opinion.
Wrong message. Okay. All right, hold on.
Let me tell you something. My father, ever since I was born, he didn't have to do chores no more. He didn't have to mow the lawn anymore. I was the one that was going to do it. If I needed, say, hey, Dad, I need $5. Okay, go mow the lawn, gather up all the garbage, put it in outside, the recyclables. I would do, like, so much things that was probably worth $20, but I would get my $5. And I would work for it because I needed that $5. As a kid, money, if you're earning it at a young age, you feel so responsible. Now, some kids, you know, they collect. I remember one of my friends, his name was Joey. He had a wallet full of ones, like he was going to a strip club. But that was all his money he saved, and he was so proud of it. Because he earned it, and he worked so hard for it. See, using money in a scenario, I'm not saying, you know, pay your kids off to, you know, do things, but I'm just saying teach them responsibility. Teach them, you know what value money has and the hard work to get it. Because I'll tell you right now, all the chores I did, you know, I learned that, you know, I appreciate money more because I know it's not easy to get.
Let me
bring Chris in because Chris has been waiting for a moment. Let me bring him in. Chris, what's going on, man?
Hi. Oh, it's going good. Great. How everybody doing?
Hey, Chris.
How you doing, Chris?
What you doing?
Great. Outstanding, man. I love this show about money. And responsibility, getting children at a young age, if they can say, can I have, you turn around and say, here, let me show you how to get it. That's pretty much it.
All right.
All right. Yeah. Well, that is it.
He's agreeing with Goof.
Oh, okay. Well, let me ask you this, Eric.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're going to give them money to do chores, and then you're going to turn around. Now, I'm going to tell you how it worked with most parents. Most parents that I see the way it works now, maybe not these guys here, then you're going to turn around. If they want to go to the movies with their friends, you're going to give them money for that. If they want to go to some kind of concert or something, you're going to give them money for that. Then they do chores, you're going to pay them to do chores. So, I mean, what's the purpose?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Now, here's my take on it. Now, if they're working, they're getting paid for chores, Well, they're not saving their money, then if they want to go to the movies and they can't pay their own way, then they just may be out of luck.
You might have to wash the car a little bit more.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly
you know what
you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah,
we
give the kids allowance and stuff, and And they still end up giving them more money just, you know, to go out and have fun and enjoy themselves and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, but see, this is where the parenting should come in.
Situation also.
See, if, like Eric said, if you want to go out with your friends, I mean, you know, you could save your money for that. You know what I mean? And a lot of times I had to save my money just to go see a movie and just to go somewhere. I remember I was doing extra stuff for it, you know, like washing the car twice. You know? Damn,
right,
man. Those were the days.
Nah, okay. So you and I, Goof, have, you know, basic differences. Because if I were your father, if you came to me for $5, I would say, here's $5. But at the same time, I would say, son, the lawn needs to be mowed. Go do it, please.
And then once he look at you and say, why? Then what you going to do?
Why? Because I fucking said so.
Okay. And then what?
Get off your old ass, man, and go fucking mow yourself.
Hey, your child haven't seen you mow the lawn in 15 years, but yet you want him to come and do it because you used to have a yard man come do it. So now you saying, go mow the yard. He looking at you say, what? Are you crazy? Then what you going to do?
Well, then he can say that for the first time and the last time because I molded this kid. I've molded this kid since he was 1 second old. He's doing what I tell him. Simply because I tell him. Now, don't forget, my other philosophy is I'm spoiling him. He wants something. I give it to him. But I also teach him or her that the world does not owe you shit. I'm doing it because I'm your dad. She's your mom. We love you. But there's also a limit to what we give you. But you also got to do what we're telling you. Now, if I have a rebellious kid who at the age of 16 and 17 is going to look at me and say, hey, look, why don't you mow the lawn? Are you fucking crazy? You don't tell me that shit.
Well, that comes from you spoiling them, right?
No, that doesn't come from spoiling them. Remember, I've also said balance. You teach the kid discipline. You teach the kid the world does not owe them a living. You have to live under my roof, following my rules. But I love you because of who you are. But you also have to do your part as a member of the family. You're not going to get paid to be a part of a member of the family. You want money? No problem. I'll teach you how to run a little business.
That's
you want
it.
A lemonade stand?
Well,
or you want money from me?
Joe,
I'll give you an allowance. You can save up your own.
My sister was spoiled. I wasn't. I was the one that was thrown out at fucking 16. Nobody gave a shit about me. But my sister, anything she wanted, she got it. But now look at her. She's 40 plus years old, has nothing to show for. And me, before I was fucking 26, I had my own house. So I can tell you, from being a kid learning responsibilities, it goes a long way.
But
you
we're different about.
And give them everything, they're going to expect everything.
I agree with you, Goof. The only thing is that I agree, especially about your sister. I would disagree with paying a kid to do chores.
Yeah, you know, and the same thing happened. I got kicked out at 17, and the same thing happened with my brothers. They don't have too much. I love them. They don't have too much to show for. But when, I would say like about 4 or 5 years ago, I saw my dad, strange story that, and I told him, I appreciate it for you kicking me out. That's one of the greatest and wisest things you ever did. Because I thought I was at the house. I had a smart-ass mouth, too. Most of it was my fault. And he said, you got to go. And I'm trying to explain to him, well, it's not fair. Why do they get all the everything? I feel like I'm being mistreated. And I was sometimes. And he said, well, you got to go. All right, then. Listen to the project. That was my first apartment. It's still mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I started working my way up. Yeah, I lived in the ghetto, but it's mine. It was really like... A warehouse basement with pipes hanging all over me and everything, and turned into a bedroom. But it was mine. It was still
you were 17 with something.
Right.
Well, that's
A normal kid, like me, they threw me out expecting me to come running back and crying and shit like that.
Nope.
Joe, Goofy, you I don't think you were normal at all, Goofy. But let me ask this question here. You know, being that we're spoiling kids and what have you, And a couple of you have already stated that at certain ages y'all were thrown out. Let me ask this one question, and I'm really curious about this. What is it with parents throwing their kids out at 16 and 17 years old without making sure they have the necessary tools needed to survive out there and just throw them out there like to the wolves?
No,
if you make it, you make it.
To anybody on the line, but I have very strong language to say about parents like that. I just want you to know. I'm not going to say it because you people would get offended.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking parents who fucking ship out their kids, 16, 17, are shitty-ass parents. If they got a problem with the kid, that's the parents' fault. The kid should have been molded from the time the kid ran out of the womb. If Chris, you may have had a smart mouth. Goofy, you may have had a smart mouth. But your parents were responsible to make sure that you felt safe within the home. If you weren't feeling safe, or if you were having a big mouth because of issues, because you weren't feeling safe and you wanted to rebel, I don't consider that to be primarily your fault. Okay. Parents can absolutely mold their children to feel safe, to feel loved. If they're not doing the job right, any fucking parent who ships out their fucking kid, 16, 17, fuck them.
So, okay, so what if the parent has molded the child right and they still say, look, once you get out of high school, if you don't go to school, you don't get a job.
Right, and then you have a situation.
Well, listen now. They have molded to a certain point, molded them as far as they could. Then they say, okay, here's the situation. You graduate in June.
Right.
All right. Now, you need to make a decision. Either you're going to school, you're going to get a job, or you got to get up out of here.
Well, those are rational choices. That's what a kid graduates
from
high school.
Okay, so what makes it okay? If that's so rational, why is it such different? Is it so different from what we were talking about before?
Because kids just get kicked out of the house for stupid fucking reasons. That's a scumbag parent.
In any of those situations, are the kids really actually prepared to be on their own?
At 16 and 17, without having a job, and the fucking parent says, you got to leave? Come on.
Yeah.
What kind of parent is that?
This is the same parent that spoiled them. Now they can't get...
No. Well, look, I keep saying balance.
Go ahead.
You can spoil your kids as long as you let them know they're only going to be spoiled by you. And you have to make sure that you instill discipline and values. Okay? Everything together. You can't say, I'm going to spoil the kid, and that's it, and then expect the kid to act like he's a responsible adult. He's not going to be a responsible adult.
Nope.
So, Joe, what you're saying is, basically, there's a good way of spoiling and a bad way of spoiling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. You just summed it up.
Yep.
Hmm. Oh, everybody agree with that, huh? I never heard that before, but okay. So what is the good spoiling? I'm curious about
this. Give the kid what the kid wants. Like the kid wants a toy. If you can afford the toy, you give him the toy. Like Vernon said, some kids don't appreciate it. If the kids don't appreciate it, you stop giving them the toys. Now, if you give them the toys and they're acting very spoiled and they think they're entitled, you stop it. At the same time, you love the children simply because they're your kids. Even if they're losers, all right, they're not picked for the softball team, basketball team, swim team, tennis team, all these kind of teams. You love them regardless, okay? The geeks, the dorks, or whatever, you still love them. You teach them a responsibility. You teach them to obey you, but they also know, because you instill discipline when it's fair, because kids always know when discipline isn't fair, and you give them love, that they're safe within their family structure. When they feel safe, when they're taught morals, when they realize their parents love them, you've got a molded child with everything in balance. If everything you're doing is correct and you still have a kid who's growing up to be a fucking asshole, you've got a devil spawn. You've got a kid who genetically is fucked.
But you still got to love him because he's your child, right?
I'm not loving anybody who's not fucking worthwhile.
Okay.
Plain and simple.
To me, when you spoil a child is in a good way, there's a bad way. A bad way is pretty much, I love this show. We can get straight to the point and edit BS. Bad spoiling is give them everything they want. The good spoiling is you get a nice warm bed, the lights are on, You get clean clothes. You get a nice amount of food in the refrigerator, and you get to stay here for free. I'm not asking you for nothing but just go to school, do good, get good grades, and try to get along with everybody in the house. That's good spoiling right there.
Oh, my God.
That's what, oh. Now, after you talk about life ain't fair, let me tell you what ain't fair. Let me tell you what is fair. I haven't asked a single dime from you knowing you ain't got it to help with the light bill. Okay? So, tell me about what life is. You're 14, 17 years old. You don't have a clue what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, Chris, that was deep, yeah.
I love that show. Deep. I like talking about money and raising children and anything between spoiling. Yeah, I spoiled you for 19 years. Rent free.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna disagree with Chris, which may sound a little strange.
Why?
Because here's why. I think if you're gonna bring kids in this world, you have a responsibility to provide for them. I wouldn't ask. You know, my kid is, let's say, 16, 17, living with me, doesn't have a job yet. I'm not gonna ask him or her for money yet. I brought the kid into the world. I'm teaching the kid values. Now, if the kid is going to live with me, they're not going to live with me, you know, without having a job, because that's freeloading, okay? They're going to have a job, but if they can't get one, I'm not going to kick them out of the house, and I'm not going to ask them for money. Now, once they have a job, if they're over 17 or 18, as part of their responsibility, yeah, then you got to give me some rent, because, or maybe it's my choice to not ask you for rent, but it's also within my choice to ask you for rent, because you're now living with me and not living on your own. But I'm not going to kick you out. So the reason I'm disagreeing with Chris is that it sounds to me, and I may be wrong, Chris, is that simply because the kid is living under a roof, that's spoiling them. That means that the kid should be absolutely grateful. I don't think a kid should be grateful to live under somebody's roof. The kid did not ask to be born.
Oh,
the
you parents, don't?
No.
Okay, well, I was grateful. I tell my mother every year, every other year, thank you, because you didn't have to do what you did. You didn't have to, you know, fry egg in the morning. You had to do nothing. You just had to you didn't have to do anything. Wash my clothes, clean my ass when I couldn't, when I was sick. I had seizures. I was a baby real bad with seizures all the time and everything. You didn't have to do that. So I feel the same way, and I'm going to stand on that with my children. I'm spoiling you this way with the lights, the rent, and everything this way because I enjoy doing it, and I'm spoiling you in a good way. And maybe you can pick up on some of these things and these skills that I'm doing with you, and you can do that with yourself independently and with your family. So I'm gonna stick to that, and that's what I meant.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm not saying that a person shouldn't feel grateful for having been taken care of, but I don't think that the person should feel so grateful that because my mom and my dad gave me a roof, gave me food, that's their responsibility, okay?
Right.
So to me, I'm not grateful for that. I didn't ask to be brought into this world. Your responsibility is to make me feel safe within the household, not to make me feel grateful simply because you and dad got together and fucked and got me, okay?
Right. And in return, I think they should be grateful and thankful by showing how much they appreciate this lavish lifestyle we have given them.
I'm going to disagree again. The parents should show gratitude to the kids for having the kids. They're the ones who had the conscious choices, stop. Not the kids.
What did you just say? The parents should show gratitude to the kids?
That's right. They brought the kids.
What the heck are you talking about?
Right, no, I got this. So in return, that the children should have this fuck you middle finger attitude, you all spoke.
No, that's the wrong conclusion. No. What I'm saying is that the kids should not feel so they feel as though they owe the parents. No. They can be grateful if the parents are good parents, but there are a lot of parents out here who are fucked up parents and who say to their children, I put a roof over your head, I've given you three meals. Who fucking cares? I didn't have to be born.
Well,
not nothing I will throw in my children's face, but, you know,
No, I'm not saying you do. I'm saying that just the fact that a child lives under somebody's roof, the child should not be grateful for that. The child should be grateful if the child gets warmth and feels protected.
A person that has kids would understand that a little more, because I don't know how many of y'all have kids, but if you have a kid that's being disrespectful and ungrateful and stuff like that, it comes a time when you need to remind him. What you doing around there for him? Because sometimes a kid forgetting, they feel like that just, you know. They forget that you're doing anything for them, period. Now, like you said, Joe, the kids shouldn't praise you because you're doing it for them. But, you know, that is the parents' responsibility. But sometimes they have to, if they're being disrespectful and ungrateful, you have to remind them of this.
Oh, I agree with you on that.
Yeah, like, hey, hold on now, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with you on that. But let's say the kid isn't disrespectful, right? The kid is taking this for granted. Can you blame a child for taking it for granted if the parents don't make that child feel warm? I think that if you're making a kid from the time they're 1 year, 1 month, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, making that child feel safe, protected, feeding them, clothing them, and touching them and letting them know you love them and kissing them and hugging them, don't you think it's a natural reaction for a normal human being to feel grateful for all of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So if the kid is feeling... being
disrespectful. Yeah, wait a minute. It's natural, but in the same token, if you're spoiling them, you're taking all that natural away. Because yes, you are. Because what they're saying is, hey, if I ask for it, I'm going to get it. I don't care about it. I mean, you're supposed to do this.
I keep saying you got to have balance.
You say that.
Spoil
you got to have balance.
Giving the kids what they want as long as they are not disrespectful, as long as they're appreciative of it.
You're talking about the perfect kid. That ain't going to happen. Hold on, let me bring somebody else. 111, you're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
No, it ain't me.
No, it's Kat.
Hey, Kat.
Well, hello,
hey, Kat.
Hey. Well,
hi, Kat.
How are you guys today?
All right.
Okay.
Y'all are getting along now. That's really remarkable. You know, raising kids isn't about money at all. It's about teaching those kids respect and compassion. And I think when you do that, everything else kind of falls into place. I spoiled my kids. I mean, I gave them lots of stuff. But they learned compassion and they learned respect. And they had chores to do. But it was, I'm not saying it was all bed roses raising kids. It's not. But I wasn't a slave to my children, but I just raised them to, they did good in school and they turned out pretty good. So I don't think there's a formula in raising children, but I think that any parent can teach their children compassion for other people and to see a world outside of themselves. I think today you see a lot of selfish kids. And my friends my kids had friends who were selfish and annoying, you know, and little shitty kids, but that was the parents' fault.
Yeah, she said it. She said little shitty kids. I heard her. But you know, I'm glad you brought that up. And in a lot of instances, that causes more problems in the household, too, when your kids are looking at all their little friends, you know, getting everything they want. Now, they're in their house, and you're like, no, you can't have that. So, you know, does that play into your adult psyche, the parent psyche as well? And say, well, let me go on and make my child at least be halfway, get a little of something that the neighbors are having. They try and keep your child at home or what have you. Does that play into it at all?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of pressure out there. Yeah. Yeah. I like Vernon's attitude. I'm giving his kid food and a cell phone and all this stuff. I don't have to pay him for his new work around the house. You know, I did the same thing with my kids, too. If they sat around and they said, oh, I'm bored, oh, my God, that was one thing I could not tolerate. I tolerated a lot because I had boys. But when they said to me they were bored, oh, it was on. Because I made them scrub toilets and vacuum and do windows. I just don't ever tell me you're bored. No.
Okay.
Is there a difference when it comes to spoiling kids when it between a boy and a girl? Is there a difference in that?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah, a parent's gonna love their kid regardless. But the way that they're taught to spoil, because I mean, me, I'll never have kids because I'm afraid that I might be like my dad, how he treated me. I don't ever want that on my child. So that's why I chose not to have children, and you know, that's me. But I see my cousins and other family members, they're having kids, and they're spoiling them like their parents spoiled them. But see, they're forgetting the responsibilities that their parents showed them. So you get to see what happens when you just spoil a kid without showing them responsibilities. It's just, you know, gimme, 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 and hey, can you pick up your mess? No, and run away. You know what I mean?
Well, I still think that there is a good way of spoiling the child and showing how much they appreciate what the parents or parent or guardian is doing for them. But it's just like going to your job. I got a business. The way you can show me how much you appreciate being here at my business, working here at this plastic making cup company, is show up. How much we appreciate listening to this show and how grateful we are is call in. This is real grammar, you know. This ain't an algebra problem on how to show how much you appreciate for those that was taken care of. And that's all. It's real simple.
I see a lot of kids that get allowances and stuff, you know, teenagers now.
Right.
I see a lot of them that you know, they buying marijuana and they buying drinks and stuff and you know, and you know, you can't never rule your kid out from doing something like that, you know. But it happens. Mm. I don't think it don't happen because it happens, man. Some of them buying worse drugs than that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That is true. Well, if we use Joe's scenario and you have the balance and everything you're supposed to have as a parent, then you don't have to worry about that.
Right. Now,
because the example has been set, and you have raised them to that standard to where they don't have to. You won't have to worry about them getting involved in illegal activities. Isn't that right, Joe?
That is exactly right.
Now, even after you raise them to that standard, you still have to pay attention to them. You still have to pay attention to them kids, man.
You know what, bro? I'm agreeing with you.
Look,
I'm
parents,
tell you something. Oh, go ahead.
As parents, we're supposed to know. We're supposed to see the signs of when a kid at the age of five, when they start to attend school, first grade, if they're being spoiled or not. If we don't see the signs, what kind of fucking human beings are we?
Well, you know what? And I'm glad you brought it up. And let's take it a case of a lot of military families, especially now when a lot of them deploying back and forth and, you know, being gone the majority of the time. And they come back and, like, they feel, you know, these parents feel like they have to make up for, you know, they have to make up for the time they've been gone. You know, they may not be intentionally trying to spoil them. But it just, you know, I guess it starts out as a good gesture, but eventually gets out of hand. So how does a parent combat that?
Well, if you're trying to buy some kid's love, the kid's going to know it. But if you've been an absent father because you've been in the service, you can still write, you can still talk on the phone, you can still show the kid that you still love them in some way. Kids are very malleable. They need their parents' love and attention. You show them that, you give them discipline, and again, unless they're the devil's spawn, something's wrong with them genetically, they're going to follow your lead.
If they can follow what a fucking principal can say, if they can follow what sports heroes can say, they better follow what the parents can say. I always put it on the parents.
Well, let me tell you guys something. I didn't go along according to plan, like my dad says. And, you know, my mom found a gun in my shoebox and, of course, a couple of $1,000 in there. And, of course, they confronted me about it. And, you know, I told them, you know, the lifestyle that I lived. And, boom, they threw me out. You know, my parents,
well,
you know,
that's
they
the first time you
rich.
Were explaining yourself, Goof. You made it seem as though you turned 16. You may have been like a little troubled teenager who mouthed off every once in a while and you got thrown out. If you were a gangbanger, which I remember you saying now,
yep.
right?
Yeah.
Then don't you think you should have been thrown out?
I was just a rebellious kid. I don't want to listen to what anybody got to say. Life's not fair. It's not fair. You're not treating me right. So they go, you know what? Get out then. That was my
just get out.
Well, then I was wrong, Chris. And also going back to Goofy. If you weren't in your neighborhood, maybe you needed that gun when you walked out the house. I'm also going to say,
right?
They were, you know, your parents have the responsibility to take care of their kids. If that means getting up and fucking moving from a neighborhood to keep their kids safe and saving up and working two jobs to do it, that's what they should do. Kids come first.
I got a rule in my house, Joe, if a kid live under my roof. As long as you live under my roof, you don't have any privacy. So anytime I feel like going in there doing a shakedown, it can be shaken down anytime.
That's right, Vernon. That's right.
See, Vernon, that's being a parent right there. That's being a parent right there. Get involved with your children. Now my mom and dad, they were hard on me. You know, they didn't really get involved. They expected me to, you know, get my wings and fly. But see, I was too damn smart for my own good. You know, I had it good at my house. You know, we were super rich, but we were well off. And you know, I had it good there, but yet I had my foot into the street life. And, of course, you know, selling drugs and making thousands of dollars at a young age, I mean, you don't know what to do. Your mind is pulling you all over the place, and you feel like you're on top of the world. But I understand and I appreciate what my parents did because it made me a better man what I am today. Because if I would have been like my sister, look, I wouldn't even have a house. I'd be depending on them for the rest of my life. And you know what? Sometimes it takes little lessons in life to make you a better person. And I'm not, you know, wishing this on anybody else out there, but,
you know,
parents just need to be parents. Take care of your kids, because you never know when they could be taken away from you. Yeah. You never know when some idiot with a gun or some dumb's going to run over your kid not looking at them on the cell phone. But see, parents, nowadays, they don't cherish their children like they used to. I remember back in the days, I care about you and this and that. And you could sit down and talk to your parents. Now it's, I'm busy. You know, the weekend will talk. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's just sad how things happen, you know?
I don't see that at all.
Well, that's
through a very limited the type of life that you live. I don't think that most people are like that. You make these generalized statements like kids are like this and parents are like that. That's just the type of people you hang out with. And what you said about your parents kicking you out at first was kind of misleading. You made it seem like they abused you, but it turns out I think I would have kicked you out too. I think your dad did you a favor by kicking you out.
Wow.
Okay.
His call drops. I'm sure he'll be calling back in a minute. His call drops. But okay. Go ahead, Vernon. You wanted to say something?
You know, the worst thing for a kid to do is try to, you know, one of they, you know, a kid is going to try to fit. There's a lot of adults to try to fit in. But kids, number one thing is peer pressure and trying to fit in with their peers and everybody, you know, around them, you know. And so you have to kind of keep an eye on what exactly it is that they're trying to fit in with, you know. So that's the reason I say the no privacy rule is in effect in Miles, man. No privacy.
Wow.
Well, okay, I don't agree with him on that, Vern, as long as it's not like, you know, like the Gestapo. But even then, I mean, it depends upon the situation with the kid.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. You're right. Peer pressure is very, very persuasive. But let's say in order to make sure that the kid doesn't want – you don't want your kid to hang out with the wrong crowd, and now the crowd is going to get really resentful about that, right? Because any kid that doesn't hang out with them, they're going to try to either recruit or pick on. So what you do – if you can play with your kids fucking football and baseball, you can pay for them to go to karate class or some fucking class so that when they go out in the street, they can get their dues, all right? I mean, they can get their props.
What?
We'll move out the fucking neighborhood.
Did you really just say that?
I didn't get that at all. What the fuck?
What the hell are you talking about, Joe?
I'm talking about to make sure
so
that
I'm
kid
pay,
goes
I'm,
out
now,
in the
listen,
street.
Listen, so I'm going to pay my ch- – I'm going to have my child take all these classes so he can go out there and kick ass because he don't fit into the rest of the crowd when they pick on
if
him.
The kid, if the bad
he's
crowd –
because he's in karate.
Yeah, if he's getting his ass kicked and he's going to join the – if he's going to join the fucking bad crowd in order to stop getting his ass kicked, then you teach the kid how to fucking man up.
It's not about not getting his ass kicked. It's about fitting in.
Who says he's got to fit in?
Well, that's what
kids want. He can be out there in the street hanging out with the wrong crowd any freaking
way.
And
he doesn't have to hang out with them. He can go.
That's right.
He can go to boys club. He can go to a fucking camp. He can go to another neighborhood. He doesn't have to hang out with people just because they're there. He can leave the neighborhood.
I ain't trying to be funny. Joe, do you have any kids?
No.
Okay, so you never have dealt with them coming home and all of a sudden they don't want to wear this kind of coat no more or this kind of pair of pants
You're right.
no more. Or this
You're
kind of
right.
pair of shoes no more because their friends not doing it there. You never went through that then, huh?
Not as a parent.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to tell
you.
That's some of the easy part.
All right, look. You can take it from my perspective of somebody who doesn't have kids. That's true. You can say what I'm saying doesn't apply. But then I think some of what I'm saying does apply. And remember now, we've all been kids, too.
We all been kids. But
in different eras.
The race was different now, Joe.
That's a good point, Goofy. That is a good point.
Different eras, different races.
Let me ask this question.
Look,
let me ask
all
this question.
Parents, good parents.
Are all parents good parents? No, we know all parents. Just like all kids not good kids. Come on, know this. Yeah.
The good to bad ratio is
however, but with the way your statement goes, Joe, and your theory is, regardless whether they're good parents or not, they still, you know, can, you know, have a responsibility to take care of the child, what have you. So,
well,
that
of course.
Regardless of whether
good parents or bad parents, if you bring little human beings onto this planet and they're your DNA, then whose responsibility is it?
They're your responsibility, but then they're not going to be around you 24/7, Joe.
Yes, they are.
From the time
they're born to the time they go to first grade, they are.
Not even then.
You got the work.
Well, why not? Why aren't you?
You got to work.
Well, yeah, you got to work, but I mean, you got your wife.
If she's not staying home.
You got a babysitter, and then when you come home, you take care of the little bambino, right?
That's not even logical.
Oh my god!
No,
who's gonna take care of the baby?
Let me switch this over. Hopefully,
it's like this:
regardless of what kind of parent you are, you still need a break from the child, and as they get older, that's time you're gonna spend with them because they're always trying to do something else. Pretty much.
At the age of one.
Look, you'd be surprised. These days, kids have schedules. They have play dates. They have all kind of stuff. Man, you'd just be surprised what kids have at the age of one. Let me ask this question here. Can you spoil a child by withholding discipline?
By withholding discipline?
Yeah, by not disciplining your
what
child.
Do you mean by that?
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, you can.
In other words, do it by not chastising them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a few kids out there that really don't need. You don't have to do much chastising them, Eric. They just good kids.
Yeah.
But you got that big number of them that need it, buddy.
Hmm.
Well, what you do is you confuse a child because children thrive on boundaries. Children have to know what their limits are so that they can
mm-hmm.
touch them. That's how children become individuals, is by testing their boundaries. But there's one topic that y'all aren't talking about in all of this, and it's education. And what parents require from their children academically should be a high standard. And I think those standards overall have been
Wait a minute, we mentioned that before you got on the show, Kat. Let's go back to what we were just talking about for a moment. We talked about education, but let's get back to the discipline right now. Yeah, let's get back to the discipline right now.
That is part of educating your child, is the discipline. When you expect your child to act a certain way and to perform very well academically in school, that is discipline. When you set those standards for your child and they understand them, that is a form of discipline. I think that if you don't set those parameters, the child is confused. I know this because my children have cousins. I have a cousin. He was the only child, and his parents were really well educated. So they determined that their child was going to be a free thinker and would be a creative and be able to express himself the way he wanted. So when you go to their house, he was 2 years old, and he wanted to take his clothes off in front of everybody and just go around naked. He was allowed to do that because he was expressing himself.
Okay.
It was crazy.
Okay. Well, I don't know.
I can't believe that. I mean, I'm sure it's true.
Look,
it just felt like, wow, that's all.
That's a different type of parenting.
Yeah.
You know. But how often, you know, you say how often do you let your kids test those boundaries before you before you discipline the child, though?
I don't believe in hitting your child. I think that you know what those limits are. You don't let the child get out of control. You can sit them in a corner, make them spend time alone, separate them from the family unit, and let them have time to calm down. I always found the best thing when the kids were little to calm them down was to put them in the bathtub and just let them play
in
the water.
Put them in a bathtub?
Yeah, that really calms a child down when you put them in the bath. And you just let them play in water. It's very
pretty. How old are you talking about? Because I don't think you could throw like a 15, 16-year-old in a tub and to calm them down.
Well, Goofy, that's not what I said when they're little, if you weren't listening.
Well, we're talking about just regular random children, okay, all ages.
I don't think by the time they're teenagers, when they're 15 years old, if they're out of control, then, you know, there's other things going on besides just discipline. I mean, that child could have emotional issues that you don't know about, and you haven't done your job as a parent to, you know, get them help. Or, you know, sometimes you need help outside the family.
Well, I'll put it this way. At 15 or 16, and they come wrong, ain't none of that put them in the corner or take the Xbox and all that. I'm putting hands on them. I'm just gonna be honest with you, cause I'm gonna try and cave his chest in. I'm sorry, it's just that simple. because I want to get his attention the first time. It's not going to take more than once, but I'm going to get his attention. You know, because, No. I'm sorry.
That's not the few times that we done went through this thing.
Yeah, I know, right? But, yeah.
Yeah, we done tried all the other little tactics and taking stuff away and not letting him go places and all. After we done tried all that, and it ain't working. It's time for him to put his damn dukes up then, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Bring out that belt.
Yes, sir. You know, because, you know, look, let's be, especially when you're talking about boys, you know, they get to that certain point to where, you know, as the old folks used to say, they start smelling themselves. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So, you're going to have to do something. Either you're going to shut them down or they sure going to attempt to shut you down. So my theory is I'm going to shut him down real, real fast. That's what I figure. But let me bring Ebony in. Excuse me, don't get... Huh? You're not disagreeing with me on that?
No, I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
Well, thank you, Joe. All right, that's a good thing.
So like Vernon was saying, if you're trying everything and nothing works, uh-huh. taking away the timeouts, and of course it's time to show them a little bit more pressure.
Well, let me ask you. Showing them
you're
supposed to
send the audience to work. Hey, Ebony, hold on for a minute.
Oh, Ebony's
would in. You say Kat? Yeah, wait a minute. Would you say Kat?
Yeah.
If you abuse your children, if you let them know that the only way you can control them is by hitting them, abusing them, assaulting them.
Before you go there, Kat, that is not abuse. That is not abuse.
Yes, it is.
No, it is not.
No, corporal.
You can go to jail for that. That is assault.
Well, that's a different issue.
Well, you know what? I can tell you. I may go to jail, but that cop can take him to his damn house and let him tell him what he gonna do. But in my house, it's not gonna happen.
And also, it's been said that if you're starting off with taking stuff away, non-corporal punishment, and they're still being disrespectful, I think it's time, as Vernon said, well, you know, depending on how old you are, if you're 17 or 18, yeah, it's time to put up your dukes. But if you're going to be around 6, 7, 8, or 9, you can take a strap out and whip the kid across the ass.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God! Did you just say, "Oh my God"? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You all need to see this series of videos. It's on.
No,
you
need to come. Look, in this instance, you need to come. Look, in this instance, you need to get back in the real world, Kat. No, we're not going there.
Kat, are you about to mention the video with the judge and his 16-year-old daughter?
Oh no. This is about. It's called "The Bomb in the Brain." B-O-M-B, in the brain.
Okay, so now we going to let somebody tell us how to raise our kids, but, hell, they kids out there snorting cocaine 24/7. I ain't buying into that crap. You know what? And that's what it turns out to be a lot of times is crap. Yeah, they can tell you what to do with your kids, but when you go and dig into their background, their kids are so out of control that's why they have these. Do you remember these videos on TV talking about how to talk to your child so your child acts correct? So I'm looking at that like, really, and people really saying, I can help them eat a little bit better than that. Just go in there and beat that ass one time and be through with it. I mean, really?
If your child is so out of control, you have to
But see, here, that's the point, Kat. Kat, that's the point. If I put that strap on that behind, they ain't going to be out of control that much.
No.
If at all. Let's put it where it is. Our kids aren't completely out of control. But there is a time, and maybe that's the different thinking between, you know, us African Americans, us black folk, and you white folk, because don't mind handling our business when it comes to that. You know, and the more society keeps going, well, you can't touch them and you can't do this, the worse the situation gets with the children. And it's just out there.
And you know what? I'd rather do it than I'd rather beat that ass than the streets and the police to beat that ass.
Maybe that's why the police are beating their ass, because they were beat at home, too, and that's what they know.
If a kid is literally being abused, that means he is not deserving of a certain punishment. Just because a kid gets corporal punishment doesn't mean he's necessarily being abused. there are a lot of children who have grown up and said, I got whipped by my parents, and I deserved it, and I don't begrudge it.
No, Kat, wait a minute. Hold on, Kat. If your son spits in your face, what would you do? What would you do if your son spit in your face? I know what y'all would do, but what would you do, Kat?
I would call the police on him.
I want to know what she would do. What would you do if your son spit in your face and called you a really foul, and called you a foul name, the B word, or something like that?
I'm not saying my kids were perfect, but my boys were very tall, and by the time they were...
He asked you a question, Kat. Can you just answer it?
What would you do if your son spit in your face and called you the B word?
I could never imagine my son spitting me.
Okay, you know what? All right. I would knock his shit out of my car.
Chris,
I'm
going to be honest.
He has to go and see the dentist.
Chris, I listen to Kat talk on this show now. And sometimes Kat got a pretty damn short fuse, man, when she on this show. She probably not going to admit it on this show. But I bet you Kat done had to snatch her boys up one time or another, man.
His parents, what about
wish? She's not.
I like it.
It don't sound like I could be wrong.
Okay, hold on. Let me bring Ebony back in. Okay,
right,
Ebony, you on the air.
Hi,
how you
guys.
Doing?
I'm all right. How's everybody?
I caught you on the Jackson show for about 2 minutes before you went to sleep.
I had to go. It was like, you know, when you've done a 2.5 hour show or something, and then you're being asked to talk again. Like, no.
Yeah,
I did a short run and I went to bed. Sorry. But on what you guys are talking about, I think coming from a Caribbean family, and I guess you guys sound very much the same, our tolerance level is very low for bad behavior from our children. Interestingly, I've never really hit any of my kids. But I definitely have a very serious code. And one thing I've learned, because I was hit a lot when I was young, is that it's trying to help them to understand other ways to deal with anger, particularly when they get into a teenage level, because they may not express the anger at home because they know the line with you, but they may be expressing it outside your home where you're not, you know, because we don't have those communities now where people will tell. But what I wouldn't want is one of my kids to be going outside and be expressing stuff they can't express because you know you express them. What's that noise?
Mm-hmm. That's me typing.
I don't know.
That's me typing. Keep going.
Oh, okay. So, one of the things I have my son was encourage him to have a mentor to spend time with them coaching so he could understand, particularly when he was sort of 13 to sort of 16, where, you know, you've got all that those hormones raging and whatever, that he did some work on understanding himself and managing his emotions and his feelings. I think sometimes it's just that children don't have the skills to manage themselves because, you know, I think we forget what we were like as teenagers. Maybe we didn't get a chance to express it because, you know, it couldn't even come out of your mouth. You could never even say you were bored because you'd be probably beaten up for being bored. But, you know, I think now as more sort of sensible parents, we can help our kids to navigate through some of those feelings. And it isn't that we accept bad behavior, but, you know, for example, something I've encouraged my daughter to do, who is now 18, is to do meditation. Because, you know, when she gets like monthly periods and she's depressed and stressed out about stuff, you know, it's a way that she's learning to cope with, you know, that build up. And also I encourage her to exercise a lot, to go out and run and do stuff and get involved in sport, because that's another way of expressing that and dealing with that build up that young people get. So I think if you understand, you know, that as young people, very often it is, you know, when you see a group of young boys fighting and cussing out each other, it's all that stuff they never get to express often, that, you know, it's part of a build-up. You know, someone says something and it triggers a third world war. So I think it is helping your young people to understand how to manage themselves. If they're much younger, do you know what I mean, then you're preventing them from harming themselves or you know, or being destructive in a way because they don't yet understand. So sometimes you can be pretty strict. And I don't say that there'll never be a point where you feel you have to give a slap, because if that prevents a child from running in the street and killing themselves or burning themselves by fire or something, yeah, they need to understand, consequences of some of their actions. But I think as they get older, I think you can negotiate, you can help them to learn skills so that they can handle the world out there. And it's a tough world for young people. Into combat, as it were, in war with them, now the state's on their side, right? So I think you need to be smarter about how you work through issues. And I think it is about having a real understanding, a genuine understanding of what they're going through, and also able to see before they get there. So sometimes you can see the build-up coming and we just ignore it. Well, I don't ignore it. I see the build-up coming and I get them into a position. Let's talk about it. Let's deal with it. Let's get it out on the table. Get the angst out of the way before it becomes something that's out of control. And then they learn by seeing the way that you handle things, how to handle situations in a more adult way.
Now, so in order to see the signs coming, that means you have to spend time with your child and know your child,
that's
correct?
Right. That's right. Have dinner with them.
All right.
Have conversations with them. Treat them, you know.
Play with them.
And
them
play
right.
with them.
Yeah.
A lot of the times we don't have the time for our kids. You know, if you're on BTR all the time, where do you get the time to have, you know, which is another reason why I've dropped some of my shows. You know, you've got to have the time to have adult conversation. And that means,
you know,
find
that
out what's going on for them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, find out what's going on in their life and what's going on with them. You know, what are they unhappy or worried about stuff? You know, right now, you know, my son and my daughter have gone through the last few weeks, obviously has been really tense waiting for exam results. That can cause stress. That can cause them to blow off, you know, start stressing out about stuff. But if you know, if you recognize what's going on around you, then you don't get sucked into a vacuum of bad behavior, because you can say, look, okay, up front, look, this is now going to be a very tense period. How are we looking to handle this period of time? What are you guys going to do? You know, how are you planning your days, you know, in the run up to this situation, right? And then it means you can, you know, you can move through it smoothly without there being too much stress for anybody. But you can't ward everything off, but it's just teaching those skills so that they can start to do what you do and they handle their own lives better. It's not a perfect science, but I've seen it work, and, you know, that's all I can talk about is my own experience.
Bottom line, if you make a kid feel like the parent cares, and as long
yeah.
as you're not confusing the child with your discipline, if the child feels that the discipline is warranted and that the parent cares, the kid, then there's going to be a strong connection between the child and the parent, and there shouldn't be a lot of rebelliousness just for the sake of being rebelliousness,
yeah.
being a rebel.
There will be times when they come out with it, but you can head that off, because you can then you say, look, are you ready to take this a step further if they decide, if you know they're playing up for the sake of playing up. But, you know, very often if you're maintaining a continuous line of discipline, they'll follow the code, and you have no reason to be, you know, going into some combat situation. It don't happen. You know,
well,
I mean, my son's 21. There's times when he'll come in and, you know, he's stressed and he'll say, you know, and I say, before you, you know, and I hear him say something, I think, are you losing yourself? Is there something wrong with you? And I'll say it to him straight. And the minute the way that I respond to him will make him, he'll think twice and he'll say, yeah, you know, this happened today or that happened today. But it's given them that opportunity to communicate with you, because if you don't, if you aren't being the parent, i.e. on watch, aware, listening, hearing, not just talking, then you miss the clues of what's going on for your child. And that's okay. The bottom line.
Here's the thing. Not to take away from what you said, Ebony, I loved it, but I'm the leader. I'm the leader of this ship. You're the leader in training. The child is, you're the co-captain, you know, you're the little prince. And whether the parent is showing good or bad morals, whether they know it or not, they're the HNIC, the one that's in charge. I'm the one I'm the big head and cheese in charge right now. And if you have a problem with respecting my rules, whether they're standard, traditional, culture, or I just feel like making them up every day, it comes a time in that adolescent now stage, you have to listen what I have to say, or you don't like it. But either way, you're going to follow these rules I say here as the leader in this house, and we're going to bump heads, and I'm going to win, because you're going to want the same thing when you get older and you become the leader of your house. You're going to want the same effect.
Yeah. I agree. And kids know anyway, they know, because you'll hear them make comments about other young people and how they behave and what they get away with and how they should be treated if they step out of line. Listen to their conversation. You'll hear them talk about friends and how my friend stepped out of line, and I was there and I heard the way she talked to her mom, and I'm like, wow, really, that couldn't happen to me. That couldn't happen in my house, right? So they know.
Right.
They're not stupid. They know the line. Okay. They just test you. Yeah. They just test you. That's what they do.
Mm. All right. So when so how much testing are you willing to take, though?
Well, there's times when you've got to stand up and say, well, and I agree, if that was Chef Rob speaking, that sounded like it. And I agree that, you have that bottom line that they know. If you step on that bottom line, you know where you're going. And that is important to have that. It doesn't mean that you're going to enforce it. It just means they need to understand you have a bottom line. And a lot of the time, people don't, you know, young people don't get to understand the bottom line, because you're flitting around saying, I will, I might, don't test me, I might, right? And, you know, when you're doing all that, game playing, you're giving mixed messages. So it's clearly, this is my line, you step over it, know you're in hell. So you decide if you want to go to hell or not. But
I'm lying. That's right. And I'm the one that said that, Chris. It's like, in my world, I'm the traffic light. And when it changes the color red, you stop until it goes green. Now, if you keep going past, if you keep driving with a red light, be ready for some consequences. Now, that's it.
Yeah, because choices equal consequences, and they need to understand that.
Go ahead. You can drive through it if you want. You have your own choice.
It's a choice.
You go right in here. But be ready for the reward that you receive. Congratulations. You deserve it.
For
going past that area you wasn't supposed to. You knew when that traffic light said stop, everybody know you're supposed to stop until the change of color of green. Then you go. But you decide to keep going, you'll get a ticket.
All right, hold on for a minute before we got any info. Hold on for a minute. All right, y'all, we got five minutes left in the show, so if y'all want to call in to continue to hear the show live, give me a call, 347-838-8622. Hey, because we going overtime, so get on them lines and make them phones. Get on them phones and start listening, y'all, because it's going to be good once we go off. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kat.
You all make it sound Kat? Like you're proud of your children.
Like what?
I'm sorry. Again,
like,
what?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
go ahead. Say it again.
You make it sound like you're afraid of your children at some point in your lives, and I wonder where all that comes from. I mean, you're talking about beating your kids and kids getting out of line.
Cat,
and,
wait a minute, wait, Cat. It's not that we're afraid of our children. No, you can't. Not right now. Hold on. Because it's not about being afraid of your kids. It's about making sure that they are afraid of you. That's the way I'm looking at it. I'm just going to tell you the truth. Okay? Look, it's not about me being afraid of my kid, but I want my kid to understand, as it has been so eloquent stated already, there are consequences to your actions and your behavior, period. And, you know, to the point to where if you step wrong, I'm going to break your back. It's just that simple.
All right, okay.
I can't put it any. I'm not gonna put it any plainer. I'm gonna put it straight up. That's the way it is. If you step wrong, now after I done told you over and over again, don't do that, and you continue to do it, then yes, I'm gonna break your back. Get my point really across.
You don't mean literally break his back. You mean you're just, what are you gonna do?
Literally, if it takes me breaking his back, I'm going to break his back. That means I'm going to have to take him to a hospital to get him fixed up, but he's going to understand what the situation is.
He can go past that red light if he wants to.
That's right.
Do you know if you break
I'm the state trooper
back,
sitting on the other side, wait.
You'll be in jail, right? You understand there's consequences for breaking somebody's back.
You know what, Kat? If that be the case, then I have to accept those consequences. If I know my child has gotten the message and he's got his life straight, then yeah, I go to jail, Kat. I sure damn will. Because I'm sure no judge is going to hold me that long in jail for disciplining my child. If the circumstances call me breaking his back to save his life, then yeah, that's what I will do. All right? I'm not shit.
You're talking about something else. You're talking about you have to break his back in order to save his life.
Cat, you're getting. You're trying
now,
to.
Wait a minute, Eric. She's got a. First off,
she got no point. If I'm going to break his back, I'll break his back. I'm his parent. That's the balance we have. You know, I gave him a chance. He kept still on the line, and he pushed me to the point, and I broke his back. Hell, Marvin Gaye Daddy shot him. Even go to jail. What y'all talking about? I'm just going to do a little damage. That's all. I'm going to have to
look,
take care of him anyway.
I've said this.
You know what? Better yet, breaking his back might keep him out of jail like the Hernandez brothers doing life in prison right now.
It depends upon. Look, let's get serious about this, okay? Let's talk about what is going to warrant corporal punishment so bad that it requires that type of extreme, okay? Because before we weren't talking about that. We were talking about taking a strap and whipping some kid's ass. That's different. All right? I know where you're going with this, Eric, but you're making Cat believe that you're literally going to break your kid's back. All right? So let's get away from the extreme here, and let's talk about reality, okay? The thing is, all right, because you're not going to break your kid's back unless you're going to save the kid's life. That's something else. But just for a normal, disrespectful kid who rebellious teens, you're not going to break his back. Cat's thinking you're breaking the kid's back. So let's get away from that.
I may cave his chest in, but I'm not going to break his back.
Yeah, you can hit the kid. And another thing.
Can you just cave his chest in? Is that okay?
You can't cave a fucking chest in either. You're not going to use the magic five fingers of death on your kid. All right? Please, let's get away from that before Cat starts thinking, you know, you're really going to take out the bazooka and say, look, you better listen to me. I'm blowing your brains out, you know. Okay. But the thing is, I happen to agree with you about fearing your parents. The kids have to fear the parents. But at the same time, there has to be balance. Those kids have to think I'm God. But at the same time, I'm making sure those kids realize I love them as the most precious things on this planet. And they have to know why the discipline is there. It has to be fair. There were plenty of times my parents disciplined me for no fucking reason. They just wanted to fucking talk, and they wanted me to just drop in line. As a kid, I'm confused as shit. I know I didn't do anything wrong. But if I knew I was doing something wrong and my parents disciplined me out of love and concern for me, I would absolutely expect and accept a whipping on the ass. But a lot of parents don't, they just don't explain to the kids the right way, or they don't show it right. They say, you do what I say because I'm the parent. How about telling your kid, I love you, and if you continue to do this, you can get run over by a car. or the kids in the fucking neighborhood will try to recruit you into their gang, or you'll get expelled from school.
How
about that?
Or how about I done told you 800 times while I'm whipping that ass that you better not do it, though. Do you understand what I'm telling you right now? You better answer me. That's right. Come on, don't act like, look, okay, I forgot.
Without explanation,
I'm talking
Eric,
to you.
I disagree.
The explanation was given while I was beating that butt. That's when the explanation was given.
Then I disagree with you on that. I think there's a time
to let the kid know. I'm just saying.
All right,
It's like this. You know, by the time you get to that point, as I mentioned before, you have done everything you could thought of to correct this problem. Okay? You have. So now, you know, it's like either the child now is saying, you know, basically screw you. I'm going to do what I want to do, and there's nothing you can do about it. Now, it's two or three things. I can go back and try one of the previous forms of discipline I have tried, although I already know that didn't do nothing. Or I can just go ahead and ignore it and let the child do whatever they want to do, which is not going to happen. So I have no choice but to use punishment, and I have no problems doing that.
And I agree with you totally. And the way that you just said it now, I agree with you totally, because you've already punished the kid. The kid's saying, ha, ha, ha. Or you're allowing the kid to do what he wants. You can't do that. You have to use the punishment that works. And if it requires corporal punishment, that's what it requires. I don't think anybody except Kat maybe has a problem with that. But
I do.
Yeah, well, you know, there are people who don't like corporal punishment. There are people who do. I happen to believe corporal punishment, if it works, use it.
Yep. It works.
Kat, why do you have a problem with corporal punishment? Yeah, I know it worked on me, too. Kat, why do you have such a problem with corporal punishment?
Because I was never beat or disciplined when I was growing up. There were expectations of me, and my mother didn't force me to do anything, chores or anything, but those were things I wanted to do. She let it be my choice. Now, she set parameters as far as the behavior she expected from me and talked to me about it. But I was an only child, so it was easier for her.
Let me ask you a question, Kat.
Let me finish.
Okay.
But I had most of my mother had seven brothers. So she grew up the only girl among seven brothers. And she was the traditional, she had to help stay in the home and take care of her brothers because she was like in the middle. And so she was denied, you know, finishing high school because she had to stay home and help take care of them. And she had one brother who married my aunt, it was one of her children. I don't know why, but she abused that child, and everybody in the family knew it, and she was mean to him, just so mean to him and beat him and everything. And I saw this growing up, and I saw the effects it had on him. And the other children weren't hit like that. They weren't beat. And it just scarred me to see that. And the family, you know, should have done something about it, and they didn't. It was like, and I just don't like it. And as far as my children, did I ever hit my children? Yes, I spanked my children with I got a wooden spoon, and one time the both of them did something pretty horrible, and I did, because I basically raised my children as a single mother. So by the time they were 12 years old, they were both taller than me, and they're both like 6'5". So, you know, I didn't have that much physical power over them past a certain age. But you know, we got along with each other. I was fortunate enough that their father was involved in their lives and loved to do things, you know, outdoors things and sports and stuff like that, and spent a lot of time with him when he could, because his job required him to travel around the world. And when he was stateside, he got to be with them, and they really looked forward to that. But I'm not saying I raised perfect perfect children. I went through issues with them, but when there were times that I couldn't, I didn't know what to do, I turned outside out to my pastor and to a counselor. But I let my children know if they got in trouble at school, they were going to answer for that with the school. It didn't involve me. They had to take whatever punishment the school gave them. Now, let me go back to when my oldest son was in second grade, and something happened one day when the teacher was out of the classroom and the kids who weren't at recess, he had to stay inside during recess, and he witnessed something that was pretty horrible from a child in his class. When I picked him up from school that day, he told me what had happened. And it was this little boy who, what had happened, this little boy had asked the other little boys to go in the bathroom and perform oral sex on him. And my son was telling me this coming home, but I was like so shocked. And my son was like, what? He just laughed about it. He thought, and so I went to school the next morning and I told the principal what had happened. And what I wanted to know was why the children were left alone and why this other child, what was wrong in his family, that this behavior, you know, needed to be investigated. Well, the principal let me sit there and explain this entire situation to him, and he told me he had spanked my son with this big paddle because he had laughed. He had laughed at that little boy. And he said that my son's response to that and laughing wasn't appropriate. Well, my son didn't. I was just in shock over all this. I mean, this man was a fucking Neanderthal. And if you think Kat didn't have a short fuse that day, a lawyer, oh, my God.
Okay.
So all right. I don't believe in corporal punishment. I don't think the school should administer it. I think that they pick and choose the kids they want to pick on. And I just don't like what you all are saying on the show today, promoting this violence toward children.
Okay.
We're promoting violence. We're talking about disciplining. We don't just whip kids just to whip them. Come on, Kat. You're throwing things in our face that just because something bad happened to you doesn't mean you have to take it out on us, Kat. Seriously.
But you're not really realizing what you're saying. I mean, there are other people out there who are going to listen to the show, and
that's a good thing. Hopefully, it will open some of their eyes. We're not talking about abusing kids and throwing them up against the wall. I'm talking about discipline. Maybe it's a cultural thing. You know, maybe it's cultural, but I have no problem with corporal punishment. I don't. And I don't see where there is a need for it. There really is. But hold on. Let me bring Lo in, because Lo has been waiting a minute. Go ahead, Lo.
Ah, what's happening?
Hey, Lo.
I'll go ahead and put it out there, and I don't care how it's taken. Not everybody lives with the Brady Bunch, so everything's perfect and all hunky-dory or whatever. Sometime a kid going to get their ass whooped. Sometime a kid going to say something out the way they don't supposed to and get the hell knocked out of. Sometime you just gonna have a bad day at work, and your kid going to come home and get on your nerves, and you're going to tell you need to sit down. Sit down somewhere. I'm tired of telling you to sit down. And after two or three times of that, then you done took all you can take. I don't give a damn about, well, you shouldn't do it because you're angry. If I say sit down, just sit down. Ain't nothing else to it. I can do all of this while you're young. Or when you get older, them other people, they can put their hands on you. They can lock your ass up. They can beat your ass. They can put you in that jail cell with a bunch of sodomites. They can do whatever they want to. And it won't be a damn thing. Won't be a damn thing your poor stupid daddy can do but wish and pray and hope and spend a bunch of money. And what if? And oh, I should have. And oh, I wish I would have. You know, and Jack, it's not a cultural thing. I know a lot of white cats who said, man, my old man used to kick my ass every time I got out the way or I said something I wasn't supposed to. Hey, it's not a cultural thing. It's just I'm going to use a phrase, a term that another guy used to use. You have so many pussified parents nowadays. You know.
Okay.
Oh, we don't want to. Hey, we living in an age now where you'll take your child to somebody you don't even damn know, and they'll talk to your kid for 15 to 20 minutes. All of a sudden, they know everything it is to know about your child, even shit you didn't know. And now let's put your child on some medication. The fuck out of here. That shit don't exist in my world. Hey, like Vernon said, the lightning rod can go a long way.
Mm.
A long way. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that as the only alternative. But damn it, hey, when it come down to it, and all your you've exhausted all your resources, go for it.
Pretty much. Go ahead, Joe.
Absolutely.
I think we have to make the distinction, too, between rational corporal punishment and unjust corporal punishment. Just because a kid gets the ass whipped doesn't mean it's abuse in and of itself, even though I think that's what you probably feel. When a kid is being taught and the kid is being rebellious, and, you know, most parents aren't the best parents, because when we become parents, myself excluded because I'm not a parent, parents don't have a manual right there in front of them tell them how to be a good parent. They usually do it by the seat of their pants. So they try the best they can. But when a kid is rebellious and you're actually telling a kid, stop, 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 please stop, please stop, and the kid isn't doing it, and you've done punishment which you thought would work, did not work, there is nothing else left except corporal punishment.
Right. You can get in Walmart and, no, stop, please, come on, please, please stop. Come on, I'll give you this. You can.
And
you
I'm sure
Walmart,
we've seen all that.
Huh?
Yeah, I said I'm sure.
Yeah.
Sure, we seen that constantly.
Yeah.
Well, I know. Look. I know there was one instance where I was standing in line and this lady had some kids in front of me, and the little boy was in the buggy, and she kept going, stop, stop, don't touch that, and stop. And, you know, he just ignoring her. You know, I walked up and politely whispered a little something in his ear, and he ceased and desisted right then and there.
There you go.
You know, it's just that simple.
There you go.
I wanted to bring that up too.
Exactly.
I think children, it's now it might not be a cultural thing, but I think I'm almost 90% sure it's a gender thing. Children respond quickly and faster to a male than a woman. Hate to make it sound like it's a separating thing. And men are more
authoritative,
forceful than a woman is. I say stop playing. Children will look at a woman like, yeah, okay, whatever. You're mom. You're supposed to be fun. Dad's not around.
That's a very good point, Chris.
Oh, I think they do. But at the same time, if the woman's going to take over the role as head of the household and she becomes authoritative herself, my mother could look at me and, boop, I'm done, because I'm not going to get hit again.
See? But you learned your lesson from the first lick, right?
From the first few times, yeah. But the problem wasn't the corporal punishment. The problem was that I got hit at times for things I didn't deserve and I didn't know why.
True. I know that one.
Yeah. That was the problem. The problem, the scars aren't because I got hit by the strap. The scars are whether or not my mother cared for me at that time. You know, so those are the regrettable memories. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I agree with you, Joe.
You do, sweetie?
Hmm. I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
So you agree. That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you know what? It's 15 after the hour. And we got to step up out of here. You know, I'm glad I got my sound and stuff back now, so we good.
You're anyway, right about that, man.
Anyway, as now, we're going to go ahead and let y'all get y'all final words in, and we're going to start off with the last one in, first one out, and that's Mr. Lowe. Go for it.
Great show, peeps. Hell of a show. I enjoyed all of this, even the Brady Bunch part, but, hey, everybody's got to put their two cents in. Ebonet, been thinking about you.
Oh, Lord. All right. Anyway.
Oh, my God. I have
oh, I told you. I told you I waiting for that runner's outfit, too, now.
Oh, my God. Damn. Come on. You have to get behind Joe. He's first in the queue.
What?
Oh, Lord.
I don't see anything wrong with a little softcore porn. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, we got to go. Have a great day.
Yeah, you see, Ebony shouldn't have mentioned my name.
Oh, boy, my God.
Wow. All right, we're going to go ahead. Miss Cat, you up.
I don't have anything to say.
Oh, Kat, really? You don't want to say anything? Come on.
Well, knock down everything I've said and belittled it tonight. So I just don't think there's any point, because if they think that violence, perpetuating violence, is going to solve anything in this world, then they should not ever sit on here and put down, you know, this country being an aggressive country and invading other countries, because it really does stem from this violence that, you know, permeates our society, and I don't know where it's going to end.
Yeah, I think you got a point there.
Okay, is that it, Kat?
Yes, I hope you weren't. I hope you took what I said serious, Eric.
All right. Well, I heard what you said. But I'm still saying I'm not backing away from corporal punishment. But thank you anyway, and we'll see you tomorrow. All right, Mr. Chris.
Yes. Okay.
Are you up?
Well, as great as this, I just like to say, yes, America is a violent country. And if it wasn't for America being so violent, you wouldn't have this lavish lifestyle that you have, free to go and do as you will, from getting in your car to going to a grocery store. With that, but I just want to say to all, say thank you to someone, not someone who just did something for you, but someone who did something for you a while ago, and you forgot to mention it, or it just slipped your mind, or you didn't really even say it, but try and say thank you to people more, and let them know that, hey, you were a big part in my life, and thank you so much for what you did. It was really nice of you to do that. It's really good to just tell people that sometimes, you know. So be thankful and grateful and appreciate what people do for you. Oh, that's it.
All right, sir. Well, all right. Thank you. And thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank
and
you.
We'll
thank
see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Goofy. Where you at? Goofy?
I'm right here. Sorry, I muted myself.
Oh, okay.
I don't agree with Kat while she thinks that we're over here promoting violence. We're just trying to help people understand what should go down if they're in that situation where there's no way out. Now, parents, if you guys are listening out there, do your job. God gave you a wonderful gift, gave you a baby. Now it's your responsibility to teach that baby to be something better than what you will ever be. And that's a big responsibility. So as a parent, you have a lot of work to do. It's not easy. You can't buy your kids off. Money can't buy you love. You got to show your children morals, value, respect. And trust me, it'll come back if it's taught right. And I'm done, Mr. Talk. Thank you again for letting me be on your show.
No, thank
Hi,
you, Goofy,
Goof.
For participating.
Oh, and I love you, Miss Ebony. I love you.
Oh,
I love
you too, Goofy.
Oh, I guess that puts you third in line behind Joe and Lowe. Well, don't forget Vernon. Don't forget Vernon. Ebony, you got a line. Good Lord.
Oh, sorry, guys.
She's collecting men like people collect money. Yeah.
Oh,
apparently.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Ebony. It's your turn.
All right. I just want to thank my parents for giving me the discipline. so that I could have learned respect and how to treat people, you know, and how to be the kind of parent that actually I'm not like my parents were with me, actually. You know, I got a load of beatings when I was growing up, and but I think, you know, it's never stopped me from being a cheeky person, which I think I still am. But what it's done, it's allowed me to understand how to respect adults and to respect myself. And it means I can go in any situation, any place, anywhere in the world ever and handle myself, you know, as an adult, and, you know, and respect people around me, and also encourage people to show the respect that I want for what I want for myself. So I think discipline is always good. I think you've got to discipline with love, though. And I think sometimes we lose the love and think only about being right, right? And it isn't always about being right. It's about the other person understanding how we got there. What is it that they did? What are the consequences of their actions? And I don't feel that when you discipline your kids right and you show them love, that you ever get to the point where you have to enforce with a beating. And I have to say, in sort of 25 years, I've not had to beat one of my kids, and or beat them up, or punch them up, or, you know, or deck them. I haven't had to do it, and I think they understand.
You're leaving that for men.
Right, I leave that for the men. Yeah,
yeah, to her men. Beat them up.
I can't promise that, you know, that if it's a man in my life and he messes up, that I won't deck him. So there you go.
Oh, Lord. All righty. Well, thank you, Miss Ebony. And I think
thank
you better
for
start
having me on, Mr. Talk. Thank you for having me on.
No problem. Yeah, look, you better go and start. Look, you need to go and start printing up tickets. You can make some money. All righty. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Joe, where you at?
Over here.
All okay. Right.
This is one show everybody had a valid point. Vernon, Ebony, Goofy, Chris, Lowe, and Kat. Okay. Kat had a good life. She didn't see any need for true discipline. Maybe her parents were pretty good. I was going to ask her if she had a brother or a sister that was raised the same way but was rebellious and disobedient. And the parents tried to discipline the sibling, but the sibling didn't react. What should they do? Corporal punishment in and of itself is not wrong. It's how you use it, who's using it. I don't like the idea that we're allowing in some states for the teachers to use the Board of Education on our kids. I don't like strangers hitting our kids. Leave that up to the parents. It's the parents' responsibility to teach the kids responsibility, to show them love, and to make sure that the kids understand that they care for that child regardless of the discipline and regardless of how the kid is, even if the kid isn't number one in basketball or softball, etc. Just love the kid for the kid being himself or herself. Teach the kid discipline. Do it in a way that shows that you care. And you grow up, you know, in Kat's household, you know. But most parents don't know how to be good parents. I happen to agree with Ebony. I don't think that a parent should impose their will simply because it's their will. But none of us are perfect parents. And I, being not a parent, I'm not talking so much from the perspective of being a parent, obviously, but from that of being a child. So I remember my childhood. I remember how my parents were. And I wouldn't want to be like them in terms of discipline. So that's something which, you know, most of the time I say nothing, but today I'm putting in my 3 minutes worth. I'm finished.
All righty, sir. And thank you. Thank sure. you. Thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow. You're going to love the show
okay.
tomorrow. That's for sure. All right, y'all. Another great show here on Let's Talk. And, you know, As Joe said, you know, everyone has had very good points. And Joe, by the way, Kat did say she was a only child. So I just wanted to put that out there. But tomorrow's show is going to be kind of a continuation from today, except for a little different. The title is going to be Abuse versus Discipline, and we're going to go a little deep into that. So that should be a good one. As far as I can say, you know, discipline is discipline. We're not talking, you know, no one on this show is advocating abusing any child. Because I'm sure I can speak for everyone on and say we just don't believe in that. You know, we do, all of us do find that, you know, just terrible and horrible, or horrific is the word could be said. However, you know, after all other means of discipline or punishment have been attempted, then yeah, I don't see anything wrong with corporal punishment as long as it's done in the right way. You know, as Joe also said, you know, if you're a parent out there and you impose your will on the child just because, then yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong, and you're using discipline in the wrong way. Yes, there's a fine line, but as parents, we have to know what that fine line is. You know, we have to know what that fine line is. And not only know, but know how, if we get too close to it, to stop. You know, back up. Take another look. You know, sometimes, you know, we do get kind of heated and get kind of close to that line. But as a parent, you know where that line is, and you know whether you crossed it or not. It's just that simple. Okay, as I mentioned before, tomorrow the show is Abuse versus Discipline, and I know it's going to be another head knocker for sure. I want to thank everybody who participated: Joe, Cat, Goofy, Chris, Ebony, McCullough's on the switchboard that didn't raise their hands. Thank y'all for participating in the chat room. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, Benny, Buck Styles, 1-4, GGT. We had All Facts. We got Janice in there. We got Michael Hood. Got Trina Lee. We had Chef Rob and a couple of other individuals. I want to say thank y'all for supporting the show, and we're going to keep riding, that's for sure. well, you know, that's about it for today. Just remember to keep smiling, show appreciation, and forgive with open heart. But make sure before you forgive open heart, you have forgiven yourself first. That's always important. All right, y'all. Well, until 2 p.m. to Central tomorrow, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, we're going to go out of here with the song of the day, Break Every Chain. And y'all know what? I'm going to let that song play all the way out because it's such a beautiful and powerful song. And, you know, I can't get enough of it. I really can't. So we're going to go out here with the song of the day, Break Every Chain by Tasha Cobb, if any of you want to go and look that up. All right. Until tomorrow, y'all. Y'all have a good one. I'm out of here.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power. There is power,
there is power
in the name,
in the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break, break every chain, break every chain.
Come on, say to
break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There's an army rising.
There's an army.